It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And sorry for the last week Saturday show being a repeat, but everybody needs to take a day off now and then. Anyway, today I wanted to talk to you about street racing. Those cars speeding on Konia the other day, killing, what was that, two or three people? They were more than likely racing. See, back in the old days, folks, when we raced on the roads, we raced for quarter mile. We did not race from Konia to Waipahu or Waipahu to Honolulu. We raced only quarter mile, which was dangerous enough, but it's more dangerous when you're driving that distance, weaving in and out of traffic. But my guess on that Konia one is, and like I said, I'm not sure, but I think that lady's car had no headlights. I'm not sure. I think she had no headlights, and traveling at a great speed like those kids were driving, you have less vision at night, and you're looking only for the glow of the headlight. If you don't see a glow of the headlight, you'll be in that lane and you'll hit that car head on. But that's what I'm seeing a lot of now, is a lot of people driving around with no headlights. And the lady in town that stepped off the curb and got run over by a bus, well, I can tell you, I almost ran over a guy in Chinatown the other day. That guy just walked right off the cross, right onto the crosswalk against the red light in my path, and I almost ran him over. See, people think that as long as you're in a crosswalk, whether it's green or not, you have the right of way. So, you know, a lot of times, and you hear a lot of people, they don't listen to the rest of the bill or anything. They just do what they want to hear. We have a call?
Yep, let's go to Dean.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, Happy New Year, George.
Same
and
to
I
you.
Have something that I wanted you to help me answer and I guess share with your listeners regarding Leave It to Later, Laurie's problem with the gas being unable to go into her tank. There's like an obstruction of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What about it?
Oh, no, I mean, can you explain what the problem is? Because I'm sure there's people who have her same model of car that will probably sooner or later encounter the same problem.
No. That problem, like I told you before, is a rare problem.
Mm.
It's not a common thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't see it at all. She was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't mean it's going to be a rampage of stuck gas tank flaps.
I see. It's just that because, like you said, the sleeve or something fails or something, creating that obstruction, so it's why the gas can't flow.
Oh, I don't know what created it, but it just doesn't, it's just stuck.
Mm. I see. And sadly enough, I mean, it just means that when that happens, you just have to put a whole new gas tank.
Yeah, because you can't buy that part by itself.
Right.
And to remove it,
mm-hmm,
is a liability, and I'm not going to remove it.
Yeah. Because,
you know, because of the laws today,
mm-hmm,
you know, people have to pay the price.
Right.
But if she wants to do it herself, she can go ahead and take it off, and she'll be okay.
Mm, okay. Right. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, George.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, back to that, the racing thing on Konia and several other streets. folks, it's going to get worse and worse. And where's the curbing of it? It's not going to be curbed. I mean, you can make laws that will say that they're going to take away the car and whatever and whatever. But think about it. And it's a no-brainer. Okay? If you're one of the kids racing and you see the police chasing you and the penalty is stiff, like confiscating your car, would you stop? Hell no. You're going to try to outrun that cop because the penalty is the same. Either way, they're going to take your car or take your license. See what I'm trying to say? So, anyway, the way to do it is, I believe, is to do racing programs at a sanctioned racetrack where it's safe. And we were trying to do, I was trying to do it before the Hawaii Raceway Park was sold. And it was called Jackpot Racing. The kids would put $25 into a pot and winner take all. And to make it fair, there was no Christmas tree starting light. You unscrew all the yellow bulbs. It goes from the stage light when you're ready right to green. So it's anybody's ball game. And they would practice Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And Saturday morning, put the money down in the bracket that they want to run in, 12, 11, 10, whatever. Okay? And they cannot run faster than the bracket they picked. And they cannot use any kind of electronic timing devices, nothing. It's driver and car. And that's it. Part of the rules, you have to be a member. And to be a member, you have to sign papers that you agree. If you're caught speeding on the highway or any place 20 miles above the speed limit, your card is pulled for life. If you're caught racing on the road, your card is pulled for life. You can go racing, but you can never ever run for the money. If you got 100 cars running, that's $2,500 cash. Now, those who of you who bowl, you know that the biggest jackpot in the league is the leagues that draw the most people. Money. Okay? So anyway. Glad you could make it, Wanda. Do you want to read off this stolen vehicle or should I read it off? Wanda? Hello?
Sorry, what did you say?
Oh. Anyway, there was a van stolen, and we need the listeners to help find it. It's a new van, 2010 Ford F-350 Super Duty full-size van, white in color, license plate number 856, T as in Tom, T as in Tom, E as in easy. It has a logo on the side. It's a company van. The logo on the side is M as in Mary, W, E as in easy, a black logo on the sides. Okay? It had a ladder on the top with some PCV pipe on the roof. And I don't know if it matters, but on the antenna, it had a University of Hawaii helmet antenna ball. Okay? So if you know or saw this van, give us a call at 296-5467. 296-5467. Okay? So we need help to find this van. This contractor has all of his tools in it, and I don't think the insurance covers his tools. Okay? So anyway, give us a call at 296-5467 if you have any questions, whatever. And hope all of you had a great New Year's celebration. And I'd like to know about anybody having problems with their cars in the New Year's. Okay, so the high cost of food is not due to the ethanol. A lot of people are blaming the ethanol for the high cost of food. It's not the ethanol. It's the gasoline, the oil, for delivering, for processing, for working the farm, etc. The fuel cost is expensive. In fact, you're going to see $5 a gallon soon, very soon. Can you afford it? Think about that. We're trying to do ethanol right now, and ethanol will cost $3.50 a gallon and almost double your gas mileage. There's all pluses on ethanol, no minuses except to the oil company. So, anyway, who's on the line?
We have Don from Hawaii Kai.
Hey, John.
Hey, George. Don. How are you doing? Talked to you a time or two in the past, and I appreciate your help. I just got myself a Dodge Charger, and I've had
the new one?
Yeah.
That one that looks like the old classic?
It's a beautiful, beautiful car. That it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm really pleased with it. I had a 01 Impala. I think you like Chevys, and I did too. And I had 68,000 miles on it, and the fuel rail broke, and I had a huge fire in the engine compartment, and it was a total loss, which was, it broke my heart. It was a great car, and I intended to drive it for many, many years. But I used to change the oil on it, and have you ever heard that happening, a fuel rail bursting? And
yes.
Yeah, this whole thing just...
Yes, that's common on the Chevys.
Is that common?
Yes. That's why I don't like Chevys.
Oh, I thought you liked Chevys.
No, not in the 90s and the 2000s.
Oh.
No, only in the 80s. Uh-huh. Yeah, when they went into the 2000 and up, no.
I'll be darned. Well... Okay, anyway, it's gone. It's history. I've got this Charger, and I used to change the oil on the Impala and a couple of fuel wriggles I had. I get underneath the Charger, and I see this metal plate. It's called a skid plate or something like that.
Yeah.
There's four bolts.
Uh-huh.
Is it that simple? You just take four bolts off and...
Yep.
And remove the plate.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get to the oil drip and the
You know what that skid plate is for?
No.
Heat up your engine.
Oh, that's interesting. Very interesting.
I recommend taking it off.
You mean for good?
Yes. You see, think about this now. Remember way back, crank yourself back to the 50s and 60s.
Hey, how do you know I can do that?
I know. You look under the cars on the let's take a 57 Chevy. There was no skid plate, right? And the air could go under there and cool the engine as you drive down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all the newer cars today, all of them, it's covered.
I'll be darned.
Why?
When did they start that?
Back in the 90s.
I'll be darned.
Why did they do that? The manufacturers do things not for your good. It's for their good. It's
George,
to heat up.
You are such a cynic.
It's to heat it up. We've done tests, and this is how I know. We have a temp gun.
Uh-huh.
It's like a laser gun. And we run a car down the freeway. And when we get to a location, we stop on a site, hit it with the temp gun, and see what the temp is. Okay?
So on the
oil pan.
The outside of the engine.
Yeah, on the oil pan.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we go back, and we take off that skid plate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we do the same trip.
Right.
Get out and hit the temp gun on the oil pan. It's 15 degrees cooler.
Mm.
There you go.
So you're saying if I loosen these four bolts, it's not going to cause the engine to fall in my face?
No.
And just take it off and leave it off?
Yeah.
And I can get at the oil drip and the filter from there?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds easy, George. If I have any problems, I'll blame it on you.
Yeah.
Thanks for your help.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay. Away we go. So anyway, if you look at all the new cars too, folks, the engines are covered with a panel. Pop the hood, you look at it, it's covered. think about all the heat is keeping in there. The heat is killing your motor. So how come the old cars never had anything around it? It's because when they built cars back then, they had quality in mind. They want the cars to last. Today, the manufacturers don't want it to last more than 5 years. They go broke. Think about that. If you were a manufacturer, would you want it to last 10, 20 years? Mm-mm. Give me a call at 296. Oh, I got to say the area code, right? 808-296-5467.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimokee, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcake. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Cute Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we'll be back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George. Rolling Bob here. Man, you know, I had something I was going to say, and then I listened to you, because I'm listening to the show, of course. And, you know, it always throws me off.
That's what I always try to do.
But no, I was thinking about, you know, when you tell somebody something and somebody disagrees with you. And I find that happens to me too, and it's okay to disagree, but, you know, they're just telling you you're wrong, and you're going, but I tried it, you know, and there's never, well, and then you go, well, did you try it? Oh, no, I didn't try it, I just know, because I just think this way, and that's how it should be, and, you know, I'm going, okay, like you said, when I first got my car, we took that like, plastic cover off of the top of the car.
Mm-hmm.
I take it back to the dealer. They didn't say anything about it. They didn't say, oh, you can't take that off. And I asked them, what does it do? They went, oh, I don't know. They just put it on there, you know, because it's supposed to look. But, oh, I had so much stuff to talk about. But talking about ethanol, do you remember last month they, like, took this product off the market where they were, like, you know, kids were drinking Red Bull and mm-hmm, they put alcohol
mm-hmm.
in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started selling one already mixed.
Mm-hmm.
So they protested and they took it off the market.
Mm-hmm.
So they got like, I don't know, 22 million gallons of this stuff. Guess what they're going to do with it?
Make ethanol.
Oh, you heard the story. See, I'm trying to be, okay, going.
Okay, Bob.
You know what? I'm going to give up right here while I'm ahead.
Okay.
Anyway, as always, take care of your car and I'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Anyway, before we continue with other calls, at this time I'd like to thank all of my sponsors for helping with the show, and also Bob for being with me for all these years and helping with the website and all that. And without these people, this show would not be possible. So my sponsors like Mario Yano with Amsoil and Damian Farias from Maui Toyota and Tommy from Autotech and Marianne from Cute Cakes. Okay? So anyway, who's on the line?
We have Craig from Kalihi.
Hey, Craig.
Hi, actually, it's Eve. Craig had to step away from the phone. The question we have is, we bought an 07 Mazda Tribute, a V4, that only had 22,000 miles on it. And when we've gone in, I've done all this research, and consumer reports and everything said that I should be getting at least 20, 22 miles per gallon in the city. I'm only paying 17 miles, and so we're wondering why.
What kind of gas are you using?
87.
There you go.
There I go. Okay, so what would you recommend?
Well, you see, only in Hawaii, the gas across the board has been lowered three numbers.
Uh-huh.
The 87 is 84. And if you use the 87, you're going to damage the engine.
So it, we should be using the
92 is the only one above minimum.
Wow.
Okay? If you read the manual, anybody's manual, whatever car, it says do not run fuel below 87. Severe engine damage will occur.
Oh, okay.
And you're cheating yourself. If you do the math and try and use the Tesoro Super, the premium, or the Shell premium, you'll find the mileage gain far numbers the cost.
Oh, okay. All right. It's okay. So that's what you would recommend. Now, I know you sell ethanol, too. So would that also...
Oh.
Would you recommend me putting some of the ethanol in also?
All I can tell you is, if you try it one time, you're going to be stuck on it.
Okay.
It's really good stuff.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I'll tell my husband that also.
Okay.
Thank okay.
Thanks. Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, who's next?
We have John from Waianae.
Hey, John.
Hi. Hi, George.
What's up?
What you just said, I tried it. I just stumbled on it. I just switched over to Ethel, and I'm getting about 3 miles per gallon more than I was getting with the 87. I don't know why I did it. I just tried it and it...
Good!
But my question is, I have a Ford Sportstrap. It overheated, so I changed the thermostat.
Mm-hmm.
And I used the recommended thermostat that they say to use.
Oh, no.
And the car still overheated.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, brand new thermostat, you know, mm-hmm. problem. So I took it out, had it, put it, you know, took it back to the dealer, told him the thing not working right to the car over here, and gave me another one. Still overheated.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided, hey, I'm going to try something lower. So I put a lower temperature thermostat in. The car runs cool now.
There you go.
But I get this engine light, you know, comes on. So I had it diagnostic.
Mm-hmm.
And the diagnostic test says my car is running too cool. That I'm not warming it up enough, and all of these, you know, other.
Mm-hmm.
It's confusing, you know. I mean, I just kind of like the car runs.
The check engine light that came on, it says the car's running too cool. All it's telling you is that the car is not going into the computer mode and it's running on a cold mode, which would give you less gas mileage than if you're in the hotter mode. And what you can do is to combat that is add more antifreeze.
Okay.
What kind of antifreeze did you put in?
I went to check it. I just bought the top of the line when I
there's no. No, you're gonna save. No, you're gonna save yourself a whole bunch of money if you go down to Toyota.
Okay.
And buy the Toyota coolant. It's cheaper than the top of the line checkers one.
Okay. So
and it's better.
Which Toyota? You talking about Toyota, the dealer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go buy the Toyota dealer antifreeze, the red one. And flush out your system. Make sure everything's out and get all that other junk stuff out, because the junk stuff is corrosive. And use the Toyota one. The Toyota one is non-corrosive. It will not corrode.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right.
Your light will go off.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Aloha. Okay. Okay, who's next?
We have Earl from downtown.
Hey, Earl.
Yeah, hey, hi, George. Hey, got a question for you. You know, in the paper, they talk about the Big Island getting these biofuel plants up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all with, they're going with biodiesel. What's with that?
Because the highest cost of fuel is diesel. And that really gets me. You know, they make gasoline, and then the rubbish from the gasoline is diesel.
Right.
So before, a long time ago, diesel was cheap.
Oh, yeah. We used to use it for weed killer when I worked on my uncle's farm in the mainland. It was so cheap. It was like nothing. So he said it's cheaper than weed killer. So this
now it's more expensive than gas.
Yeah, and I'm scratching my head. I thought it's basically the same stuff. What happened? You know, I think they're pulling a fast one on us. Huh?
They are.
Yeah.
It's because they can.
Oh, I see. So that's why they're going for the higher cost stuff. And, so they're not going to make ethanol then?
No.
Ah, I thought when I saw that biofuel, I thought, hey, this is going to be ethanol opportunity, but not so.
People just don't see the light on ethanol.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
only the people who try it believe in it.
Yeah, yeah, that's me, yeah. And then next question I get, you know, does Costco plans for gas station on Maui has competitors worried? And here's my point. You know, in Hilo, they show premium at $3.88. Honolulu is $3.81. And then Wailuku is $4.33. You know, why that one island is way more than everybody else?
Because they can.
They can. Yeah. So now Costco goes in, it's going to wipe those. You know, the guys are saying they're going to lose business and all that. And
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's just going to hurt.
The Costco gas, people are finding out real fast that it's not as good as the outside.
Oh, okay. So it's not going to make that difference then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. You know, everybody's kind of close by $3.80s, and then these guys are $4.33. You know,
so. Imagine when it goes $5, Earl.
Yeah, I know. It's coming. I see it coming.
It's coming.
One last thing, too, George. You know, you put those drill slotted rotors on my wife's Sienna.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good, man. That thing was
big difference,
big difference. The brakes are nice, and, you know, the safety is factor. Mm-hmm. I'd rest at peace knowing that my wife and my daughter are driving that car. But
Is it big difference as far as stopping?
Oh yeah, it's way more solid. You know, we bought that Sienna and the brakes weren't that great, but you know, you learn to live with it. But you know, you're still in the back of your mind if something happens, you really got to stop, and you stop just a little bit shorter because you changed and got better brakes. Is it worth it? I mean, there's no question, right? You save an accident or somebody's life or something. What's that worth? You know, of
prices.
Course, these rotors were pricey. I mean, it was an expensive job, but what is the life's worth? Or what is save not an accident? Hey, it doesn't matter what you charge; it's worth it. So I did it, and hey, great job. I just want to thank you, George.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So thanks, and happy New Year. Huh?
Same to you, Earl.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 296-5467 if you have a question, whatever.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never never knew what was coming, Mom. Something I expect at least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and I'd like to say that if you have a new car or a year-old car, I would really highly recommend the electronic rust-proofing device. We have them in stock, and it's very, very reasonable, and it works. Also, Harvey Maeda on Kauai has it, and you can call Harvey at 245-6523. Okay? So, give Harvey a call. He has that auto electronic rust-proofing device. Very, very good. And he has that IBIZ wax. Really good wax. Okay? So, okay. Wanda, you ready?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
George, I wanted to compare some notes with you, if I may.
Okay.
On my 66 Mustang, it's, you know, three on the floor standard manual, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
George, what I'm noticing is shifting, you know, like from first to second.
Mm-hmm.
It's feeling a little bit stiff going from first to second, second to third. The clutch seems to be okay. It's just, I don't know, it's kind of it's sort of like a sticky feeling a little bit.
Change the oil.
In the
tranny.
Oh, okay. Oh, you know what, George? You know what brand we put in there before.
What brand?
The Royal Purple.
What weight?
The Synchro.
The Synchro, Matt?
Yeah.
Change it.
You know, George, what I'm thinking, just to check with you. I think it's been a long time since I greased and lubricated the, you know, where it all connects from the shift linkage.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? I haven't been able to get under there yet, so.
Oh, okay. Go get some AMSOIL metal protector spray.
And blast them.
Yeah. Do that first and see how it goes.
Yeah, I was noticing with all, you know how all of a sudden we started getting all this rainy, cool weather?
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be when all of us, I mean, because, you know, we just came out of a long, hot, warm summer, and I had a feeling that might be part of it too, yeah?
Yeah, try spraying it with that metal protector, because that metal protector really protects against water.
Oh, good, okay. And does Billy carry it down at Crest Tech, or I got to go somewhere else?
Billy should have it. If he doesn't have it, give him a call. But if he doesn't have it, then go to Chuck's Corvette.
Okay, George, thank you.
You're welcome. Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Pat from Liliha.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, George. I got a timing belt question.
Okay.
2002 Acura LT. DL. When do we change?
90,000.
How about the year now?
About 6 years.
Why? 8 years old, haven't been changed yet. But only got 55,000 miles.
You should be okay, but
yeah,
I wouldn't chance it.
Yeah. What a job like that cost, can you top of your head?
About 1,000.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's changing everything. Water pump, seals.
Yeah, water pump, seal.
Drive belts. The whole nine yards.
I see. Okay.
But it's better for the shop if you only change the belt.
No. I'm not like that.
Because then they charge you for again, yeah?
No, I'll do it the right way.
Okay.
Okay, and use genuine parts, right?
Right.
Okay, all good.
Okay.
Thanks, George.
Aloha. Okay. Give us a call at 296-5467. 296-5467. That's area code 808, folks. 808-296-5467. I just wanted to bring some memories back from Hawaii Raceway Park. For those of us that race there, we have lots of fond memories about Hawaii Raceway Park. Like, one of them is Al Kubo, who passed away. And Earl Chow, my good friend. We had a blast there way back. And those of you that raced at the Hawaii Raceway Park can remember how good it was. And it's just too bad that some people couldn't see the future for the kids and for the growing generations to keep it there. Now that they don't have a raceway that is really a raceway, not like that dirt stuff they have down at Kauai Loa. I mean, there's a big difference from burning rubber on asphalt and just burning up the dirt. I mean, no comparison, folks. Anyway, we had lots and lots of memories with Hawaii Raceway Park. And Jim, if it wasn't for Jimmy Pfluger, there would probably have never ever been a Hawaii Raceway Park. Anyway, electric cars, I don't recommend. Electric cars are a hazard. They're high voltage, and you can get electrocuted. And the batteries don't last, folks. 5 years, and you're buying a $3,000 battery. Did they tell you it's going to cost you $3,000? No. Did they tell you it's going to cost you about $2,000 to dispose of it? Go think about it. Electric cars. And to do electric cars, you need oil. How are you going to make electricity? Okay? So anyway. Wanda, you ready? Who's on the line?
We have Bucky from Kaneohe.
Hey, Bucky.
Hello, Josh. Did those shirts come in yet?
Nope.
Not yet, huh?
No, I haven't got a hold of Tracy in a long time. Oh. I have the small.
Oh, no, I need the extra large. You know, yeah. I'm fat guys.
Yeah.
And what about the gas? Give me the
ethanol is here.
Okay. And I'm selling my Ranchero, George.
Why?
I was thinking of getting something, you know, different work on again.
I wouldn't let that go. No, because down the road you're gonna be sorry.
You think so?
I know so. For one, they don't make it anymore, and they will never make it.
Yeah.
And down the road, it's only gonna get more valuable and more valuable.
Yeah, and in '76, the one I got, you know, Ford Company was on strike, so they made only so many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to kick yourself down the road. No. If anything, keep that and get rid of something else.
You think so?
I know.
Yeah, well, I figure, you know, me and my grandson can work on something else and start again.
No. I don't recommend it.
Oh.
No. You're going to be very, very sorry if you get rid of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I was looking over, you know, all the receipts I got.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I get over 30,000 in that car.
Well, it doesn't matter what you got in it, but
yeah,
it's the value later on. Like, I give you an example. For instance, let's say the 68 Camaro.
Yeah.
The SS. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Back then, well, we used to get rid of them for $3,000-$4,000.
Yeah.
Today, it's worth almost $200,000.
Nah.
Yes.
Wow.
So, you know, you better look ahead,
mm-hmm,
instead of having hindsight, because the normal human being have excellent hindsight, very bad foresight. So that's why I believe everybody should be driving in reverse, then nobody can run over.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, you got better hindsight than foresight, that's why.
Yeah. And my Red Charger got original, only 22,000 miles.
That's more so. Don't get rid of it.
Yeah, because, you know, he had him in the showroom for 15 years. Eh?
Yeah, that was Jimmy Flugers.
Yeah. No, that was Dave Chance.
Oh, okay.
Remember, was in the showroom?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He kept him in the showroom for about 15 years.
Yeah. So one day it may go over $100,000, and Dave Chun's gonna be sick.
And I thought I was asking $15,000 was kind of high.
No, it's cheap.
Oh yeah.
Go check Barrett Jackson.
Mhm.
And the one they have in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Really?
You know how much the 65 Mustang, Shelby Mustang, the very first one Carol Shelby made, do you know how much it sold for?
I thought I read someplace was over $1 million.
No. Right? No.
What was?
$6.7 million.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
$6.7 million for a 65 Mustang?
Hmm. But you know that Shelby name,
huh? Yeah, but still. Even if it was only $500,000 for your car. Better than $15,000.
That's true, but maybe I'd
think it will never get cheaper. Yeah. And look at the bright side. Mm-hmm. Uncle Sam don't tax you for it.
Yeah, really.
You don't pay property tax on it.
No. And the insurance is cheap because we get them on the classic, you know.
Yeah,
insurance.
There you go.
Paid. See?
But if you put the $15,000 in the bank, Uncle Sam gonna tax you on the interest.
Mm-hmm.
See?
That's true.
There you go. Yeah. And you can never make the money back in the bank.
Right. That's true.
See? And you're not losing anything. You're not paying rent or lease on that car.
Mm-hmm.
So really? Keep it.
Oh, maybe I think about it then. Yeah.
You know, yeah. I would offer you that. I would give you the $15,000 and take your car, but then I wouldn't want you to give me bad karma when I sell it for $200,000 later.
I would never do that to you, George. You're nice. I say good luck to George.
Okay. So I would keep it. That's my advice.
Oh, maybe I think about it a little longer then.
Yeah,
because I just didn't put them on the internet.
You're not losing anything for it.
Yeah. You know, we had good times fooling around with it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Just keep playing with it.
Yeah.
Put ethanol in it.
Oh, that's what I got, remember?
Mm-hmm.
I always put that.
Okay.
I always do that. And I got a lot more, I felt more zip when I put it in.
Oh, yeah.
Remember I was talking to you about putting the nitro in, mm-hmm. and you said try the ethanol?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now I don't have to put the nitro.
Mm-hmm.
But where are we going anyway, you know? We cannot race anymore.
If we can start our ethanol project, in the project it calls for a racetrack.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
You know, especially for my grandson, them coming up, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because no, what they do, they're racing on the street.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. I took my red car out one evening, you know, just to go cruise. Stop at the red light, this young kid come outside of me, start revving his motor. I look at him and I only laugh.
Okay.
But that's what they're doing. They're racing on the streets now.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
And that's real dangerous. You know, an innocent person gonna get killed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they gotta think about that. Take them off the streets and put them on a track like we used to do.
But they'll never do it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh boy. You see our tax money?
All wasted.
Yep. Instead of them put them to something that, you know, we can look for a kid coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, you know, on the street, my grandson is the first thing he's thinking about. Oh, we'll race the car. I said, where are you going to race him? He said, oh, you know, nice stretch up here on the road. I said, you're crazy. I said, I ever catch you racing on a road, you never drive again.
Good.
Okay, Georgie, okay, thank you so much.
Thanks bye-bye. For calling. Aloha. Bye.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back running and rolling again. And if you have any questions, folks, give us a call. Again, I'd like to announce about this thing about a stolen van. I don't know why this person didn't have an alarm on it, but that's what happens when you don't have an alarm on there, folks. It's a brand new 2010 Ford F-350 Super Duty full-size van. White in color. License number 856. T as in Tom, T as in Tom, E as in easy, TTE. Okay? It had a ladder on the top of the roof with some PVC plastic pipes. The logo on the side is M as in Mary, W as in William, and E as in easy. MWE is the logo on the side in black. And I don't know if it matters if anybody can see that little helmet and channel ball, but it's a UH helmet ball. Okay? Okay? So, anyway. I'd like to thank also Crestec, Billy from Crestec Cleaning Center, for offering all those great prizes for the trivias. Without these people, it wouldn't be so much fun. Okay? And I hope some of you visited the Chart House for dinner. It's a great place. Great view, great atmosphere, but most of all, great food. Chart House, located at the Ilikai Hotel. Okay? Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? So, anyway. Like I said, money is nothing, folks. A lot of people think money is everything, and that's what's driving our country, our world, and most of all, Hawaii, in the wrong direction. Money is nothing. And a lot of people think money is everything. They live by that. Money cannot buy you a life. Money cannot take away cancer. So what good is money? You can have all the money in the world and have stomach cancer, you're gone. So enjoy life. Be happy. And being happy is not with money. Because with money, you don't know who your true friends are. This old Chinese man told me back in 1961. I asked him, "Hey, how come you dress with khaki pants and t-shirt?" He laughed and he said, "You know, so I know who's my real friends." And that man was very, very, very wealthy. So, learned a lot as I grew up. Anyway, who's on the line, Wanda?
We have John from Ever Beach.
Hey, John.
Good morning. I've got a couple of questions here.
Okay.
I got an 04 Toyota Corolla.
Mm-hmm.
It got the original battery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's about time for a change.
I would recommend changing the batteries on all new cars as soon as you can. Because they're not reliable.
You have any recommendations?
Yes, Optima.
Optima. Optima. Got that. Okay.
Okay.
Now, the other question I have is antifreeze. I bought a gallon of Toyota antifreeze. The car uses 6.5 quarts.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the ratio, to mix it.
Which one did you buy, the red one or the pink one?
No, the red one.
The red one is 30-70. 30% antifreeze, 70% water.
30%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 70% water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got that. Now, my neighbor just got transferred overseas, and he had 12... bottles of 520 and 12 530 of Royal Purple. Could I mix that? I say two 520s and two 530s and be fairly safe.
You're gonna be 50-50 safe. I wouldn't use the 5W20.
No, okay, just the 530.
Yeah.
Okay, dokie, got it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Aloha.
Okay, who's next?
We have Len from Makiki.
Hi, Len.
Electric cars. I agree with you for passenger cars. But there's a new guy on the block. It's these electric cart,
mm-hmm.
for children to drive around. Does anyone know anything about them versus the gas engine one?
I would lean more toward the gas engine one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
you know where I'm coming from is to get the kids into CART like they do on the mainland.
Uh huh.
And then they work themselves all the way up to the best drivers in the country.
Uh huh.
Now, we don't have any intermediate thing for kids to go to yet because we don't have racetracks. But maybe this electric CART thing is at least the start. I noticed it's quite expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, I don't know if I'd go
the
up
thing
there
you have to go check is what is the voltage.
Yeah, yeah. I just wonder if they have the torque and the speed that the gas engine.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
The gas ones are a lot quicker.
I do miss Hawaii Waste Freight Park. We used to go up there Saturday nights for the roundy.
Mm-hmm.
And
I do miss it too.
And we would listen to you guys on the backside of the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
We turn around and we see, oh, who that? Who that guy? With a noisy engine.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay. So, you have anything to say, Wanda?
Other than have a happy and safe New Year?
Hmm. Did you hear the news, what happened in Arizona?
No. What happened?
There was a shooting. And a circuit judge got killed and all sorts of people. I think my attorney, Kendall Wong, said about 15 people got machine gunned down.
Did they find out why?
The people are getting pretty upset with how government has been run and all of this stuff about the laws and everything. So there's no other way than take it into their own hands and do something about it. And I'm afraid that also might happen here in Hawaii, because you can push the people only so far.
Maybe that's the only way certain people will wake up.
I don't think so. You know, for people to wake up is really hard. I saw this video on YouTube where this truck was rolling down the hill, and the people were on the bottom of it, standing there watching it come rolling towards them, and they decided to run when it was last minute. I thought, Jesus Christ, kind of crazy, yeah? Why don't you run early? They waited until the truck came right up to them, then decided to run. So that's the human mentality, you know? Do at the last minute. Don't waste your energy. I don't know why, but I believe in the Boy Scout model, be prepared. And it don't hurt to be prepared, folks. Okay, so if we can get ethanol running, we're prepared to have fuel in case there's an oil shortage. And it don't hurt to have a competitor against gasoline. Maybe keep the prices down. What do you think? Okay? So, again, I'd like to thank all my sponsors and the people involved in helping stay on the air. And also Bob, who's put up with me for all these years. And you, the people, my listeners, the loyal listeners. Afan mahalo. Take care of each other and drive carefully. And if your children are speeding, talk to them. I know it's hard, but take care of each other, drive carefully, and see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of